This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alaykum Sheikh.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
So we have a question about having dogs as a pet inside the house. What is the ruling on owning a dog, whether outside the house or inside the house, or having it as a pet Islamically?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, rasulillah. It was reported from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, anyone who will possess a dog, not من اقتنى كلبا لغير زرع, not because he have a farm, you know, أماشية, or because he has a herd that he uses it for that purpose, outside or hunting, نقص من أجره كل يوم قيراط. وفي حديث ابن عمر قيراطان. And also in another حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنه, two قيراط. And the قيراط is in the size of the mountain of Uhud, that you lose a reward every day from your reward. That's why العلماء رحمه الله agreed that it is not allowed for a person to have a dog or to possess a dog and keep it in their home unless there is a need for this dog. So just for a pet is not allowed. But if you have the dog for one of these three, which is the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, because for your farm or for hunting or for the third one, for the herds, like you have cattle.
Like a guard dog to guard the
these
sheep.
These three mentioned in the hadith. Yeah. Then al-ulama rahimahullah said, can we do qiyas? Can we do analogy to other dogs? So Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, for example, mentioned the issue of كلب حراسة, so for guard, to guard or to protect, في الدور والطرق, like they said, to guard the house or the farm or the area, the neighborhood. Can you keep a dog for that purpose? And he came to the conclusion that it is allowed, and the majority of the fuqaha said it's allowed, because it's the same reason. There is a purpose behind it.
Right.
I say also in modern days, somebody who is a canine. Dogs who need to be trained, he's a police officers or in the custom and, you know, and border officer, he need to bond with the dog, train the dog. That will be another reason. Also, people who are blind, okay, they need a dog, a service dog will help them, or somebody have disability, okay. Another also area that it might be some dogs used for detections or like what I said, like by police or things of that nature. It is allowed to be raised in the house of that officer or that trainer. So these area for me are clear. There is another area also service today, which is not very clear in the gray area, which is some people find a dog as and for emotional support, and for, you know, people have depressions, and it has been proven many research paper saying that having a pet in general can be very helpful for people who are lonely or people who feel depressed, and it helped them to overcome that. But the question will be, a pet here, what about a bird? There's also research about them.
Yes.
Cat and cat as well, you know. Most of cats not very friendly, but, you know. They're friendly, but I mean, as long as they want to eat, I guess.
Right.
I'm just kidding. Cat, bird, you know. But still dogs have a lot of qualities that does not exist in other animals. Very loyal, show happy, show emotions, attachment, and things of that nature. So, and they said it's the best man friend, you know, from ages, you know, and that's known. So the case here, if, you know, I will leave it to the person to make the decision between him and her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that's really what's the reason, and by the end of that stage of your depression, you need it, you know, you should not have it, I possess the dog, because it will reduce your worry. Exactly like the issue of guard dog at the house. Do you really need it? Are you really feel safe? Do you really need that dog, you know, or not? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be my role to make that. I'm going to tell you the ruling, but you as a owner of the dog or the pet owner, you make the decision if I still need it or not.
Right.
And that's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's not something we should take it lightly, the amount of reward that you lose every day from your house. Taib. Is possessing it, it means has to be inside the house or it can be outside the house. Many scholars have said it's inside the house. That's why the reason they lose this so much ajr. They said because of the najasa, the salah will not, the angels will not enter. So you lose, they said here, it doesn't mean it take away from your good deeds, but it take away from you chances for multiplying so many reward because of the angels not coming in.
Yes.
Some ulama said that. Some ulama said, no, actually you are punished by losing from whatever you accumulated. It will be like deducted from you.
Like nullifying the deeds, like ihbat al-amal?
Reducing the reward of it. It will not be habit, but reduce the reward of it. So if your salah, for example, it's 100,000, it will reduce it. Let's just hypothetically, to 5,000. You know, it reduce it.
Right.
Other ulama said, no, it will not reduce anything. But if the angels came inside your house, they would have prayed to you, they would have made all those things to you, and it will increase you a huge amount. You lose all this opportunity because of the dog. So two ways to understand that, the hadith, and everybody has his own argument, you know, because the one who said you lose the opportunity of multiplying, because it's not fair for this to take that, to take away from your good deeds. Some said, no, it's fair because you have done this to yourself, so you know the ruling and that you caused that punishment for yourself. In any case, either way, it is a great loss. And the Muslim should not take that lightly. Another thing I would say also here, that one of the reasons also that ulama said is because of the issue of najasa. But I want to make this clear. The najasa of the dog has three positions. Okay? Position number one, they said the dog is najis. The hair,
everything,
the saliva, everything is
najis.
Touching it will be najis. And that's the Shafi'iyya, and one narration from Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. Another opinion that no, the only thing najis in the dog is his saliva. And the
bodily fluids, like the blood and fluids, and urine,
Sweat too, and things of that nature. And that's the Ahnaf, they said that. And min the Ahnaf, they said the saliva. And the Hanabila said any body fluid will be najis, even the sweat. The third one, the Malikiya said, it's all pure, not najis at all. And not najis at all. And each one of these groups have their own opinion. Personally, I lean towards the Maliki's opinion, which is not najis, for many reasons. One of it that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his house there was a dog or a puppy, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered to be removed from the house. And it was never reported that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them to clean this place. Okay? But I do believe if the dog eat from a utensils or a cup, put his mouth in it, you must wash this utensil 7 times, one of them with sand. And soap can replace sand, as Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah said. But if you have sand, I will say you go with the sand. 7 times, one of them with the sand. As it came in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You might say, Sheikh, isn't that a proof that it is najis, that you have to wash it 7 times? And it means the najasa is mughallada, najasa is severe. That's why you need to wash it 7 times. The answer for this, that the Maliki fuqaha rahimahullah said, that's our proof that it is not najis. Because if it's najis, 3 times will be enough. Or one time will be enough
right.
to remove it. And they said, also, if the dog urinate in a place, do you do it 7 times with turab or 1 time? 1 time. And no doubt the urine is more najis and severe than the saliva. Mm-hmm. So that shows you that the 7 times, one of them with turab, is not about being najis or not. It's about something else. There is no explanation why exactly or reasoning be given to us. Mm-hmm. It is the order. You might think of some wisdom behind it, but you can't say this due to najasa. That's the argument that they have. And I think that's a strong argument, in my opinion. But here, the key point, some people think because the Maliki said it's not najis, they allowed possessing the dog, but that's not true. These are two different rulings. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to have the dog for a valid reason, service, other than the service dog for blind people, okay? I would say make sure that you keep them outside your home, like in the backyard or in the patio, most of the time. Make sure that you protect your utensils from eating or drinking from it. Be in the safe side of this area. And that's it. And I hope that also helps a Muslim. That's opinion among the Malikiya. Helps a Muslim, because I get this question. I'm walking outside my house. My neighbor's dog come and lick me. Oh, I go and take my pants off or thobe or like clothes, and I have to wash it 7 times.
Yeah.
You know, some taxi driver told me, Sheikh, I have to wash my back seat 7 times because I had a dog. What I need to do? So became very difficult sometimes for people to do that. So the Maliki's opinion here, it's a way. Also, some fuqaha said 7 times, one of them with turab, only if it's utensils, but doesn't apply to clothes or clothes or other than that. You just 1 time is enough.
Right.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
Jazakallah khair.
Wa iyyakum.